The only thing that is important is that they understand the message that we give to them. The message of love and brotherhood. There are many other people who receive our messages who do understand our identification. In this case, it is also only important that they understand the message that we bring to them. This is what we are here for, to bring this simple, single message. This is what is necessary for the people of your planet to learn at this time. We of the Confederation have lived an example of this knowledge for many, many of your years. We are totally aware of the results of living the type of life that results from the understanding of the principle of love. We are not unwise in our attempt to gift these principles to you, for we have experienced the effect of using these for quite some time. I am aware that these principles are not understood by the people of your planet, not even the people who have been given them directly, through channels such as this one. There seems to be a barrier to this. 102, Chapter 6. The development of man understanding that has been generated through thousands of years of an ignorance of these truths. This barrier is so solid at this time that it is very difficult, even for those who desire this knowledge, to accept it and put it to use. They are able to hear the words and understand them, and even though they agree totally with the concepts that are present, they are still unable to assimilate them into their own thinking. We have suggested many times that in order to assimilate this knowledge into your thinking, it is necessary that you meditate. But this is something that is also misunderstood. It is extremely difficult for the people of this planet to remove their thinking from the hypnotic state that has been created. Everything that they experience is created by their own thinking. You cannot experience something that you cannot think, because this is all that there is nothing but thought. It is found in many forms and expressions, but thought is the source of all that there is, the thought of the Creator, and this is what you are. And you are able, like the Creator, to generate thought. The thought that you generate is your responsibility. The people of this planet each generates thought, and communicates these thoughts to others. If the thoughts that are generated are of a low quality, then they will in turn generate low quality thoughts in others. This is a self-perpetuating action. And this is the reason for the strife and confusion that is so abundant with the people of this planet. It is erroneous to say that you cannot do anything about a situation as complex as this one, which has been created by millions and millions of minds through thousands and thousands of years. It is only necessary that the individual remove himself in thought from this sea of confusion and express himself in the true love and light of the infinite Creator. This may be done at any time. It is up to the individual. If he desires to do this, then it is only necessary that he do it. This has been demonstrated to the people of this planet many times in the past by the teachers who were here to demonstrate to the people of Earth life and the expressions of the Creator as they were intended. It is a very simple lesson, but man on Earth desires to ignore this. Very few accept these teachings, and stand in the light and express only the love and understanding of the Creator of us all. This is unfortunate. It is a situation that we who are in the service of our infinite Creator are attempting to remedy, by giving instructions which are not only verbal, and which have difficulty in penetrating the barrier which the mind has erected, but instructions of a nature that. 103, Chapter 6. The development of man will bypass this intellectual barrier and reach the spiritual self directly. This is done, of course, during the process of meditation. This is why we have stated, for so many years, that meditation is extremely important. It is only necessary that you avail yourself to these concepts for these concepts to begin to cause the individual to realize once more his proper stature and position in the Creator's scheme of things. It was stated by your last great teacher, "Know ye not that ye are gods?" This man understood the true created purpose of all of mankind. Why is it necessary for people, especially people who have been made aware of truth through their seeking, to stop short of achieving the knowledge of their true created purpose and being? We have been puzzled, at times, by the inability of the people in general of this planet to be awakened to this simple truth. We suggest that it is necessary to maintain a continual awareness of your objective. We suggest that that objective is to realize your true position in the creation, and then to act in a manner intended by the Creator. In order to do this, it will be necessary that a considerable effort be put forth. We find that the state of hypnosis brought about by the evolution of thought of the people of this planet is so great that if an individual is to free himself from it, it is necessary for him to maintain a constant awareness of his spiritual nature and purpose, and to augment this awareness with meditation. The effort put forth to do this will be much more rewarding than any other activity that the individual can engage in. This step must be successfully made by each individual of this planet at some time or other. Wouldn't it be reasonable to do it at the earliest possible time? For it is an extremely beneficial step. We would suggest that if progress is seemingly slow, then additional meditation may be necessary, for only in this way can the people of planet Earth free themselves from the erroneous thoughts that have been impressed upon them for so very long. 23 Each part is a portion of the creation. Each holds equal rank. I am aware that there are many upon your planet who would not understand this concept. They feel pain, if it is within their individual being, but they do not feel the pain of others. This is not so with the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator. We feel your pain, and this brings us to you at this time. To serve you. For in doing so, we serve ourselves, since you and we are one. Your pain is felt throughout all the creation, and for this, 104, Chapter 6, The Development of Man Reason. There are many, many here to serve you at this time. We serve you in the very best way that we can. To eliminate this pain, we give to you the information that you need in order to eliminate this pain. It is something that may be done in the twinkling of an eye. It is the way that the Creator planned. He did not, however, anticipate that his children would create from their own desires the pain that we now feel emanating from your planet. This is a result of the desire of the people of this planet. Unfortunately, these desires affect not only the ones generating the desire, but also others who live on the surface. It is what you call a contagion. It requires an extreme degree of understanding to live upon your surface and not experience this contagion. It can be done, my friends. It is only necessary that you know and demonstrate the Creator's truth in every thought and deed. And then you will be freed from the effect of the desires of your brothers who live about you on the surface of your planet. At this time, very few of the people upon this planet are seeking anything outside of the physical illusion that so constantly busies their minds with trivialities. We of the Confederation of Planets are aware of the trivial nature of the things that involve most of the people of your planet. These things seem of great importance to them. However, the importance of their activities is a function of their inability to still their active minds, and return to the awareness of reality that is possible through meditation. The activities that seem so important to the people of this planet at this time are so very transient as to be in reality negligible, as are all activities within the physical, except for that activity of service to one's fellow man. For through service, one builds one's awareness of truth. This is the reason for life, as you know it, in the physical. 24 Truth is all about you, very obvious to those who have stilled themselves for the very short time that is required to become aware of it. It is very obvious, to those of us who view the creation of the Father in its original form. All of its parts act to support all its other parts. All that sustains each of us is a gift of our Creator. All of the joys and experiences that come to us are gifts of our Creator. It is only man upon this planet who has become lost in a complex creation of his own, with many thoughts of a complex but trivial nature. 105, Chapter 6, The Development of Man that keep them very busy, in an effort to reach that which is of no value, a minor creation that will last only the shortest period of time, which has no value. Once it is attained, for he will lose it, and once again return to the creation. 25 Never allow your mind to be your sole ruler. A man who allows his heart to think will not perish. 26 The thing is that man of earth, in so many cases, has a distorted idea of what is necessary and he becomes rather controlled, under pressures that he feels are necessary and are required by his environment, rather than controlling it. It becomes difficult to withdraw and bring about the realization of his true I am. When man becomes truly conscious of his oneness with creation, this takes precedence over all other things, and as this becomes more and more a part of his consciousness, it becomes easier and easier to have a true realization of this. 27. One of the larger questions which faces the entity who claims that the Creator is one universal thing, that God is love, is the question of evil. How can it possibly exist if the universe is all one thing? Here are some thoughts from the Space Contacts on this. There are groups who express themselves in ways that were never conceived by the original thought. The original thought, however, provided for no limits on expression. It is possible, therefore, for any of the Creator's children to express themselves in any manner that they desire. For this reason, throughout the creation, there are individuals and groups expressing themselves in infinite numbers of ways. You, at your present state of understanding, consider some of the expressions to be evil. We consider them to be expressions. We find that for our purpose, certain expressions to be of a more beneficial nature to our own enjoyment than others. There are, however, expressions of an infinite quality and an infinite quantity occurring throughout the creation. We attempt to serve those within the creation who desire our service. They desire our service because they are interested in our concept of truth. We believe that our concept of truth is correct. In our understanding, we know that our concept is correct. There are many who would disagree with what we understand. This is their privilege. 106, Chapter 6. The development of man. They do not desire our service. We would freely serve them in any way that we could. However, they do not desire this. Therefore, we do not serve. 28, Evil does not exist. It was not created in the beginning by the Father. It has been created in the mind of man, and can only be gotten rid of by man, through a change in his thinking. 29, For evil is not of my creation, O man. Evil is brought about by those who falter on the way to me. 30, There are many, many myriads of populations throughout the cosmos. Many of them are extremely advanced, and a few of them are not only advanced but also of a nature which you might call evil. The Creator is at the end of your path. Your faith is far stronger, if you indeed realize it, than any evil. Remember this, my friends. It is completely within your power, through meditation, to gain the love of the Creator that conquers all lack, limitation, and pain. But my friends, be aware that the only true nature of evil is separation from the Creator. It cannot touch you if you maintain your contact with the One who is all. Nothing from the outside may come into harm. From the universe of truth and understanding you may show love and light upon all who come into your view. Do not fear, my friends. There is nothing to fear. Never waste time in fear, or in hatred, or in anger, for it is only another opportunity at such a time to experience and to demonstrate the love and the light of the infinite Creator. 31. There is one last thing to be said about evil and our perception of it. This is one way of designating in your own consciousness who is of Christ force and who is of the Antichrist force. You will see many, who will cry out that there is no God, come and fight shoulder to shoulder with you for peace and love and brotherhood equally for all men for all time. This is truly one who is of the Christ force, yet you will see others, who profess to be of God, speaking words of God, who will say that some are to be saved and some are to be damned. These you will. 107, Chapter 6. The development of man. No, are not of the Christ light, for the Christ light speaks of brotherhood first and foremost and will defend the right of all men everywhere to share equally with their brothers. 32. It is not just evil in the abstract, but all sorts of troubles of every kind that seem to surround us in the physical plane. As Israel Regardi, a practitioner of white magical arts, says, early in life an impenetrable barrier is erected within the psyche itself. A barrier of inhibition is built up between the unconscious and the conscious thinking self, a barrier of prejudices, false moral concepts, infantile notions, pride and egotism. So profound is this armored barrier that our best attempts to get past it, around it, or through it are utterly impotent. We become cut off from our routes. 33. There is a reason for this. According to the UFO Nauts, every person creates their own world, whether they want to be or not, they are creators. We create our own situations, surroundings. The conditions that we find ourselves in today are a result of past thinking. That is why it is so necessary, so very, very necessary to weed these things out of what you call the subconscious. 34 Hatton on this subject, you are aware upon your planet of night. This darkness is real to you within the illusion that you know as life. There is a simple physical way in which you can intellectually imagine that darkness to be only a local phenomena. The method of that understanding is to imagine that you are observing the solar system from the standpoint of the object that you call your sun. From the standpoint of your sun, there is no night. There is no darkness. There is no lack. There is no limitation. There is only light, an enormously wasteful amount of energy, infinite, self-perpetuating, a type of light that expresses itself in all directions with all of its heart and strength. The concept of darkness, lack, limitation or any petty restriction of any kind is quite foreign to the point of view of the inhabitant of the sun. It is for this reason, my friends, that we often describe to you the love and the light as being like sunlight or some form of light. This light, this phenomena called light, is a spiritual phenomena. It is one of the two building blocks of your entire universe. Light, with no limitation of any kind, vastly energetic and infinite in its capacity, is the basis for all that is in a physical sense. The shaping, the creating, the molding force is the consciousness, the thought which we, 108, chapter 6, the development of man call love. Love shapes light into the vibration that we know as the physical world. The Creator's love is completely, down to the very smallest detail, a spiritual thing. The lack, the limitation, the darkness and the want is the creation of that most chief of the Father's creations, that being mankind. Mankind is a creator even as his Father wished for him to be. He has created, and those things which he desires are things which he does not truly desire. He has invented a great many different ways to experience lack, limitation, and want. This, my friends, is only true thought from the point of view of the dweller within the illusion who rotates with the planet and sees the sun go down and disappear. A simple shift in point of view, from the point of view of the planet, to the point of view of the source of light for the planet will enable the understanding of the conditions of the planet upon which you now enjoy the physical existence to come into much clearer focus. We are aware that this is a far more generalized statement than requested. However, there are many things which do not have the spiritual answers themselves, but deal only with the illusion. The ability to change one's point of view will often banish a question and replace the question with understanding simply by the realization of a shift in point of view. 35 So the basic distinction which separates the experience of wealth from that of poverty is the inner orientation, either towards a state of love and oneness with the Creator and man, yielding abundance, or towards desires and emotions within this physical illusion, which yields lack and limitation. Here the contactees say this in two more ways. Earthman must learn to distinguish between love and emotion. Emotion is a desire, love is a state of consciousness where you realize a state of oneness with creation and all mankind, and you see all mankind in a consciousness of love. Not a possessive love, nothing to do with sex, not a state of desiring but a state of giving, a wanting for another that which is for the highest good and rejoicing in them receiving, with no thought for self. 36 There was a man upon your planet who had great wealth and in this wealth, he saw much power. For his fellow man would eagerly do his bidding to share part of this wealth. And, for this reason, many of those who dwell upon this planet, known to you as Earth, require vast quantities of material wealth. And, therefore, acquire what they, 109, chapter 6, the development of man consider to be much power. What is not understood by these men is that in acquiring this wealth and in attempting to possess much power through this wealth, they are giving up an infinite amount of power for that which is in actuality no power at all. The man of which I spoke, who had much wealth, used it to satisfy his desires. And his desires were for things which he thought that he wanted and needed. For he saw in this wealth, not only a great happiness which would come from possessing those things that he desired and having dominion over all of his fellow man about him, but also great security in that he would need nor want for the rest of his days. and, therefore, he coveted greatly his accumulation of wealth, and had at his command everything that he desired and great status. But he lacked one thing, he lacked love. For it was not given to him by those about him, and this he did not understand. And he became aware of his need for this experience that he called love, and he set about to discover how to obtain it. And he questioned those about him, and asked them why he was not given love. And they could not answer, for they did not know. And he went to a wise man and offered to pay him much of his wealth if he would but tell him how to obtain love. And the wise man gave unto the rich man all that he possessed, for all that he possessed was but a pitiful small amount. And the man of great wealth accepted it. For he had long ago resolved never to turn down a gift. And he left the wise man and went to his home and pondered this gift, leaving the wise man penniless. For he had not paid the wise man. For the wise man had not told him how to find love. And as the days passed, he returned to the wise man, for he could not understand why he had been given all that was possessed by the one who was said to be so wise. And when he asked him, he was answered by the wise man, who said, "It is because I have a great love for you and you desire wealth. Therefore, I give you that which I have to add to your riches, for this is what you desire." And at that moment, the man of great wealth looked at the wise man and said, "And in turn, I, for the first time, know love." And he gave to the wise man great wealth. And in doing so, he felt an even greater love. For the first time, he had learned the truth of the Creator's gifts to his children. And this man was very fortunate, for he had been able to discover a way of generating love. And yet, man on earth continues to seek within his material illusion. Continues to seek. 110, Chapter 6, The development of man, that which is of no real value. For he lacks faith. He stands upon the surface of this planet and experiences all of the gifts of his Creator. He breathes the air and smells the fragrance of the flowers and is in the company of his fellow man and finds many things provided for him, and, yet, he does not understand. He does not have faith that within this creation, he is supplied, and due to this lack of faith, he finds hardships, for he does not understand faith. Therefore, man, in many instances, does not seek the knowledge of the wise man. But he seeks a security and a power that is not secure and is not power. 37 Again and again, the contactee messages stress the basic technique for acquiring the spiritual understanding of which they speak, meditation. There are many forms of meditation already long in use upon planet Earth. Christian contemplation has yielded many mystical revelations from the saints. Yogic meditation techniques have produced yogis who can baffle scientists by their abilities to control supposedly non-controllable bodily processes such as breathing, temperature of the body, the rate of bleeding of a wound, etc. The contacts which I have seen do not urge the adopting of one or the other techniques of meditation, they simply suggest the basic process. We can choose the technique we find the best for us. If there is dissension amongst you, we will not contact you. Be calm and quiet. 38. Unfortunately, there has been much misinformation about us, and much misunderstanding, even of the ones who are aware of us, of our real message. We have attempted to maintain a simple message, for man on earth has confused himself for many generations with complexities. We have attempted to maintain a simplicity in our teachings, in order to remove man on earth from the web of his entangled complexities. What we hear present to those of the peoples of this planet who would desire it is the simplicity of truth itself, the truth of this creation, and the truth of man's part in it. It is, my friends, very, very simple. It is not necessary to get lost in the complex web of intellectual seeking that man on earth seems to be so fond of. It is only necessary that he avail himself to an understanding that is not of an intellectual nature. And this he may do in daily meditation. It is only necessary that he raise his awareness, so that he grasps the understanding of his unity and oneness with the creation. And, 111, Chapter 6, The Development of Man the Creator. This we bring to man of earth. This we offer in hopes that he will accept it. 39. Many of you are very much aware of the fact that words themselves are traps, for they mislead you and you go into a state of argument over the meaning, the finer nuances, of words and of phrases. 40 The contactee messages emphasize again and again that we should not put our reliance in the fruits of our intellect, which expresses itself in words, but instead should become silent and begin to listen for that still, small voice. Like Thoreau, they ask us to simplify the way we think our life, so that our reactions to circumstances are not totally dependent upon our mentations, but instead have their grounding in the awareness of the Creator that can only come from meditation and contemplation. I am the voice, O mortal man, that whispers in the silence of your being. 41. Allow your mind to stop. Think of nothing. It is difficult to change quickly, in the confusion that you meet during your daily activities, and the intense use of the intellect that you experience. This is one of the great problems on your planet. It is not necessary for man to use his intellect in such a manner. Everything that man desires is provided. It is only necessary that he realize his true relationship to the creation. It is only necessary that he realize that he is the creation. And this is not done by intellectual complexities. This is done through a simple process, a very simple process of becoming aware. We call this process meditation, but it is not necessary that it be so formalized. It is only necessary that man realize that this may be done at any time. Relax, and allow this awareness to be with you. I and my brothers will help you. We are here for that purpose. 42. The human mind is like a sponge that can be saturated with every impression that comes along. When it is habitually concerned with its own personal interests, it is impossible for it to receive a message. 112. Chapter 6. The development of man accurately, regardless of its source. To do so requires total elimination of all personal interests. In other words, the line must be clear. 43. In order to get our minds clear, we need to slow down our intellectual mind until it allows us to listen, really listen in silence, not just of the outer world, but of the inner mental world. The mental wheels need to stop for a while. Hatton takes another look at why this is so. My friends, your minds are stayed far, far too strongly upon those illusory goals of the intellect which your conscious awareness makes such advanced company of. These intellectual pretensions, my friends, are no kind of advanced company to be in. Their group name is complexity, and, my friends, understanding is simple. Let us examine this concept. Understanding, my friends, is simple. It is unitary. It is not logical. It is not intellectual. It is not necessary that you understand understanding. It is not necessary that anyone around you understand what you are understanding. It is necessary only for you to seek the understanding of the true creation within, and this we will attempt to give you in a simple way. With the intellect and with words, my friends, we can only approximate understanding to you. And your attempts to examine it on an intellectual level can only be a type of subterfuge, camouflage, and misdirection. You must not depend upon the tools of the physical illusion, in order to build for yourself your bridge to eternity, for that which is of the illusion will vanish and be no more before you are able to cross that bridge. Let go of the preconceptions which are embedded deep in your intellectual mind. Allow yourself simply to seek, and then to have faith in the seeking. What you seek is simple. The creation is simple. There is only one understanding which we can offer you, my friends, and that is that the creation is one great being. The creation is you, the creation is me, the creation is all that ever was and ever will be. The creation, my friends, is the Creator. As you look into the eyes of another upon your planet, you are looking at the Creator. As he looks at you, my friends, he also is looking at the Creator. If you may achieve this simple understanding, then and only then you may live in harmony with the understanding of the Creator, who created each portion of his creation in order that it may be of service to every other portion of the creation. 113. Chapter 6. The development of man. This is our understanding. This is our simple understanding. All is one. We cannot speak to you in any complex manner, for we do not have a complex statement. We sincerely hope that you may heed our caution, and allow that portion of yourself which is stored with the knowledge of all of the creation to come into life within you. Allow it to do so by exposing it to the love and the light of the Creator through meditation. Seek, my friends. Seek understanding, and through meditation, understanding will be given. 44. You are the manifestation of the Father's creative force.